You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Gene Purcell. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development just released its annual estimate of the number of homeless people in the United States, and the news is good. Since 2011, homelessness has gone down by about 4% nationwide.
But here in Wisconsin, it's gone up about 5.5%. To dig a little deeper into those numbers, we're going to do a roundup on the issue of homelessness in Wisconsin. We'll be talking with service providers from around the state about what they're seeing in their communities.
And we're going to begin in Madison. First up is Stephen Schooler. He is the executive director of Porchlight, an organization in Madison that works with homeless people. Steve, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much.
Let's start with what you're seeing here in Madison. The overall numbers we have show that homelessness is on the rise in Wisconsin, about 5.5% or so. Is this more or less in line with what we're seeing here, or is it different?
It's absolutely in line with what we're seeing in Madison, particularly as it relates to the shelters and the shelter populations. Already through the end of November, we are at a pace to set a record in terms of the number of nights in shelter that we have served, as well as the number of people we have served. Typically in any year, we serve somewhere around 32,000 nights of shelter, with a night of shelter being one individual staying one night. We almost hit that number by the end of November, and we anticipate our numbers of nights of shelter in December alone will be 4,000, 3 or 4,000. So we'll be well above the record. It's not a happy thing, and it's certainly not something to boast about. But the number of individuals, the number of nights of shelter, the need that we have seen in Madison and Dane County is sharply increased, particularly over the last couple of years.
And I think a lot of people, when they hear about this, you know, speculate that, well, we had the Great Recession, but now we're supposed to be pulling out of it. But these numbers sort of fly in the face of that.
Yes, and I think that's the struggle that I've thought through, but I really think here's the point. The poverty levels in the United States are at an all-time high. Okay, there's no question about that. And here in the state of Wisconsin, that's clear too. I mean, just take an example. 50% of the children in Madison schools utilize reduced price lunch. If you were to take the poverty levels and compare them with the actual number of people, the statistics show that the poverty levels are much higher. What happened with the recession is that hit the lower income people really hard, okay, and the poverty level people really hard. And they were just struggling to make it, but they weren't really on anybody's statistical agenda or statistics. It hit them hard. They lost a lot of their incomes. Some of them lost work. A lot of them are no longer looking for work. And so while they weren't part of anyone's statistics in 2008 or 2009, they're now part of our statistics as a homeless provider.
You know, and people, when they think about the homeless, there are all sorts of stereotypes out there. But tell us what you see walking through the door in terms of demographics.
Well, in terms of the overall demographics, there certainly is a fairly high percentage of persons that suffer from serious mental illness. That's been the case, and it's been the case for a while, and it will continue to be the case. The reason for that is we've deinstitutionalized a lot of these folks. We've put them out of the institutions, and we haven't provided them with the housing and support services once we put them out of the institutions. So there's still 40 to 50% of the adult homeless population does suffer from serious mental illness. There's another portion that suffers from substance abuse that oftentimes is co-occurring with that mental health issue. And not having the treatment services or the housing certainly exasperates that. But beyond that, approximately 40 to 50% of those folks that are staying in our shelter are working, okay? But they're working at jobs that are paying the $8 to $9 an hour wage rates. They're working at jobs that are probably not full-time, that don't provide 40 hours a week. They're working in jobs that are temporary, which will, you know, come and go. And so as a result, they're not able to make the money that's necessary to afford housing. And particularly in Dane County, which is a little bit different than other parts of the state, Dane County has an incredible high rental rate in terms of the cost of housing in Dane County. Couple that with the fact that there's a vacancy rate in Dane County of approximately 2%. And you can see that individuals that may be working the $9 or $10 an hour job, even if they're working 40 hours a week, cannot afford the housing.
So this, to me, sounds like a trend that, from all the things you've outlined, that is not going to be reversing anytime soon.
I wish it would be. I don't think so.
All right. Well, Steve, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Appreciate your time. That was Stephen Schooler. He is the executive director of Porchlight, here in Madison.
Now we'll move north and west. We're talking to Deacon Richard Sage. He's the executive director of Catholic Charities in La Crosse, Wausau, and Eau Claire. Deacon Sage, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
We've heard the numbers, homelessness on the rise here in Wisconsin, and we just heard in Madison a record-breaking year, a record you don't want to break of nights spent in shelters. What are you seeing in the cities you cover?
Well, in the areas that we serve, we're seeing probably what would be considered a little bit more rural areas as opposed to the metro areas of around Madison and Milwaukee, but we're seeing very similar things. We have a shelter facility in Eau Claire, 48 beds, and we operate two warming centers, one in La Crosse with 15 beds and one in Wausau with a 25-bed capacity. Especially in the last couple of weeks when it's been, you know, quite cold up in northern Wisconsin, we have been pretty much inundated with guests coming in to see us. The shelter in Eau Claire in particular has been full, and we've in fact run a few extra. We've had a few people sleeping in some chairs overnight. And we have actually had to turn away a few people. We probably average two, three people each night that we have to turn away because we simply have no place to put them. We do allow the folks to come in like that and get warmed up, take a shower if they would like to, have an evening meal. But by 9 o'clock, we know very well if we're going to have any beds available, you know, how many beds we'll have available for to meet our capacity. And so it does give folks a little bit of a chance to call around and things like this because we have lights out at 10:30 at that particular facility. And, you know, then they have to be on their own.
Have you seen this in past years where you were at or over capacity?
Well, we were running close to capacity. This seems to be extra pressure earlier in the season. It's like we've seen it before, but it seems like it's been later on, after the first of the year, maybe in February or March. But this is seems to be a phenomena that we are having right away. And in fact, ever since opening our warming center in La Crosse, for example, which only has a capacity of 15 people. With the exception of the first two nights, the first weekend when we open on November 1st and 2nd, ever since then we have been full every night, and we've had to turn people away from that facility. Similarly, in Wausau, we've had people come in, and you know it kind of started out a little bit slow in November, but we've been turning people away. These last week 10 days, we've been full.
So I'm sure there's, again, different stories of people coming through, but put a face on some of the people using these warming stations and shelters in these
sure.
cities.
In our area. This is, we have a lot of folks who we would consider would be fairly chronic homeless people. They're folks who have, they may have a mental health issue or maybe a substance issue or something like this, and we do try to provide for them as best we can, provided they're not presenting in an unruly fashion or anything like that. So there is a certain amount of chronically homeless people that we seem to be able to take care of, and we're pleased to do so. There's also a lot of folks coming in who are, this is the first time. They'll report to us, I've never had to seek this type of assistance before. I've never been on this end. You know, I used to give donations to, you know, the Salvation Army or to Catholic Charities or to some organization. And now I find that I'm receiving, something has happened. You know, we lost a job. Unemployment is such that we can't get back on our feet. Our facilities do only accept single adults. So we do not have facilities for families, but we're in close collaboration with some of the other resources in our area, And in particular, we work very closely with the Salvation Army in Wausau, and they are reporting much more pressure with families, and we're seeing that. I believe your previous guest had mentioned, you know, the number of homeless children in Madison. We see that as well. It's a phenomenon in all of our cities, and it's a rather frightening statistic to hear about this, because I can't imagine what it would be like to be, you know, a middle schooler or something like this, and to actually be going, you know, living in a car perhaps, or living in someone's basement or in someone's garage or something like this, and then expecting to be doing well in school the next day. And in all of our locations, you know, we have collaborative ties with the school districts who have homeless liaisons, you know, within the school districts to try to assist with people. The numbers that they report are, you know, very disturbing. When we hear in one of our school districts that there's 150 kids that they feel that are homeless, or there's 100 students that one of them is working with right away. So that seems to be an area where we're working with some different groups. I attend meetings both in the Marathon County Housing and Homelessness Coalition and in La Crosse, a Homelessness Coalition. And we're trying to address some of those issues of how are we going to meet the needs of these families and try to keep them safe, especially during our severe winter times.
Deacon Sage, thank you so much for joining us today.
You are most welcome. Thank you very much for asking me.
That's Deacon Richard Sage. He's the Executive Director of Catholic Charities in La Crosse, Wausau, and Eau Claire. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Gene Purcell. We're continuing our discussion on the state of homelessness in Wisconsin now.
We've heard that homelessness is on the rise statewide. We've talked to people who provide services in Madison and in Wausau, Eau Claire, and La Crosse. Now we turn to Milwaukee. Ken Schmidt joins us. He's the director of Hope House in Milwaukee. Ken, welcome to Central Time.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
So are you seeing this increase that we've seen in Madison and statewide over in Milwaukee?
Yeah, there's no question. We've started a coordinated entry project in Milwaukee that really is focusing people through the 2-1-1 system into shelter. And just in the month of November, we had 559 families accessing shelter. That's an unduplicated count. And only 47 of those families actually were referred into shelter. We're able to divert 77 into other housing situations, but that leaves a huge gap on the number of families that need shelter and we're not able to access it. So really a big issue. Certainly the same problem with single adults, both single males and females.
Are you seeing more families in particular showing up needing some kind of shelter services?
Well, the numbers have traditionally been high, and they continue to maintain the level that they've had in the past. But we are seeing more emergency cases. For example, at Hope House last night, the police department dropped off a small family in our warming room, and we've been working throughout the entire day trying to find an appropriate placement for that family. Generally, families don't end up in that really severe emergency situation where the police are involved. So I think we have a large number of people looking for shelter, and that's consistent. But it's the depth of the emergency that seems to be getting worse.
And why is that? Why do you think it's getting worse there in Milwaukee?
Well, we've had a long, long history here of very low income, very low job development. There is a huge problem with doubling and tripling up of families in households. I just read a report where it's not uncommon to see between 6 and 18 people living in a duplex, and people are just packed together, and it's getting more and more of an issue. Folks just don't have the income to be able to afford their own apartments.
Are there services available apart from an emergency shelter situation to try to get people into housing and maybe out of that two or three families in a house built for one or an apartment built for one?
We do have diversion prevention programs where case managers will go out and work with families and try to connect them to as many services as possible. It's somewhat hit and miss, unfortunately. Generally, folks are more, or the case managers are more successful when they're able to connect the individuals with maybe some distant family members or friends who are able to take them in. There just aren't a lot of services out there. We do have some help with picking up rent costs for certain families, but there isn't a lot of resources for that kind of service.
And we heard in other cities around the state that there are a lot of long-time users, often people of those services, sometimes people with mental illness or substance abuse problems. Is that part of the clientele you see there as well?
Well, certainly there's an issue in a large city like Milwaukee with chronically homeless folks. We have almost 3,000 permanent housing units that are set up for chronically homeless and or disabled adults. We have a good number of other folks out there working in the shelter system. And as we work from year to year trying to develop more permanent housing slots, as soon as a building is completed, they are filled up right away. So certainly a need out there. And with the collapse of the housing market and the difficulty in putting projects together, we're just not able to put units together like we were just a couple of years ago. So the need is there. The resources to develop the kind of housing that takes the chronically homeless off the street, that is very hard to put together right now.
What other things are, do you think, unique to your situation in Milwaukee as Wisconsin's biggest city when it comes to homelessness?
Well, we have a lot of transient folks coming in and out of the city. We have, you know, just a concentration of folks. We have over 9 major shelters in town. They cover issues all the way from domestic violence, traditional homeless shelter, shelter for families, and shelters for youth. So it's really, in some ways, a more complex problem in that we have all these diverse kinds of groups out there with their own unique problems, and we've had to develop a shelter system that really addresses all these different needs.
Are there a lot of different agencies, whether nonprofits or city, county, or state agencies? And if so, how well do they coordinate your efforts?
Oh, there's a number of ways that we coordinate. There's an overreaching group called the Continuum of Care, and that represents projects that provide permanent housing, something called transitional housing, emergency shelter, and a lot of other supportive groups that provide mental health treatment, provide W-2 kinds of services, and the coordination is there. On the shelter side, we have a separate group. It's the Shelter Task Force. And we focus in that group to make sure that funding levels are as strong as possible. We do have overflow that we've been coordinating the last couple of weeks. And we try really hard in this town to do the kinds of coordination so we aren't wasting resources and we are being as effective as we can be.
I've heard in interviews we've done on the show in the past from food pantries that say they're getting a double crunch. On the one hand, there's more demand for their services since the economic downturn. On the other hand, fewer people are able to make donations, to donate food or cash. Is that something you're seeing with nonprofit services for homelessness as well?
Well, it really is an issue. We at Hope House actually open up all our services to the neighborhood, so we do have a food pantry there. And our donations of emergency food are actually down. Our donations to the shelter side have been staying staying strong. The huge problem has been the impact of the sequester. Just in Milwaukee County alone, the sequester took out $500,000 of emergency solutions grants from the county, and this has happened across the United States. And those kinds of really severe cuts are putting a lot of the programming in jeopardy. So, you know, the generosity of the individuals and foundations in this area have been really strong. It's really the government side that has been hard, and I'm talking mostly about the federal government and its sequester process.
That's at the federal level. Do you see the city, county, and state levels taking homelessness as a serious priority?
Well, Milwaukee County just stepped up to the plate and increased the amount of funding through local funds, $300,000. That was a one-time event, which hopefully we can keep up for years forward. So really, the local governments have been very good at looking at the problem and trying to make up the difference. But truly, it's going to be donations mostly that will make the difference in keeping our doors open.
And I don't want to let you go without asking about the bitterly cold weather. How much is that an acute strain on your ability to provide services for homeless people and just keep them warm?
Yeah, the goal is to make sure that everyone has a warm place to be. So across the city of Milwaukee, there are warming rooms set up at the different shelters and other organizations so people can come in out of the cold. We have a day center who opened up overnight last night and had 18 people sitting in chairs overnight. And as I mentioned before, Hope House had a family in our warming room last night. We do open up also something called overflow, so we actually have beds available. The Milwaukee Rescue Mission has opened their overflow, and we will be following up with both the guest house and the Cathedral Center, which will be opening up some overflow beds for single men and single women. So we're predicting that we will have enough places for everyone to get out of the cold so that no one is in that really severe situation. And we really hope that people call 211 and flag down police officer, whatever, if they're really in trouble, to access the service. We can get you into a warm place in Milwaukee County.
Ken, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
That was Ken Schmidt. He's director of Hope House in Milwaukee.
And thanks to the other guests we spoke to about the state of homelessness in Wisconsin. Stephen Schooler joined us, the executive director of Porchlight in Madison. And we also heard from Deacon Richard Sage, the executive director of Catholic Charities in La Crosse, Wausau, and Eau Claire.
We'll pick up the story of homelessness in Wisconsin again next Wednesday with the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club in Dane County. He went undercover as a homeless man in Madison, and he'll share his experience with us.